forever.
You guys, we have some really exciting news.
Yeah, we're having a live show where we're going to record a live episode of our podcast, Done.
Done live podcast at...
Caroline's on Broadway, baby.
We're going to Broadway.
Bring your mom, bring your sister, bring everyone you know.
And wear a tux, honey. But don't worry, it won't cost that much. If you go to carolines.com and you find our show and you go to the events and you use promo code DONE, you get...
$10 tickets to Broadway.
You're going to a Broadway show.
For $10. Let me tell you what else you can get for $10. Nothing in this town.
Not in New York.
They're robbing you left and right, honey.
But you can go to the Done live recording at Broadway, Caroline's Broadway, April 9th, 7:30. Get your tickets. It's going to be so fun.
Club's going up on a Tuesday, bitch. That's right. It's on a Tuesday. And that's what we love most about the show.
And we're going to have amazing guests.
TBD. All right. So go to carolines.com. Find our show. Type in Done. Get $10 tickets and get your ass to the chapel on time.
Oh, and bring one of your own Duns, okay? Be ready with a Dun because we're going to ask your ass for it.
Yeah, we might not ask you to get up on stage because that would take a lot of time, but we will ask you for you to write it down, maybe. We haven't figured it out.
So come prepared.
Come prepared. Look, just always come prepared with a Dun.
Okay, we'll see you there.
All right, hurry up. They're coming. Go.
Hi, Bets.
Hi, Dare.
And hi, guys. This is Done.
It's a podcast about things people are done with. Every episode, we have a guest come on. They tell us three things they're done with, and then we vote what they should be done with forever.
It's simple. One, two, three, done.
That's it. And the thing is, Dar, so many people are done with things. It's not just you. It's not just me. It's not just our guest. Often, it's anyone walking down the street could have a done.
Most people down the street. Walking down the street have a done, and they're done with you. So many people pushed me today.
It's horrible.
I'm sorry. I have a cough drop, and it's gross, and I'm being...
You can't hear it.
Okay.
Do you want to suck on it a little, and then we'll start? One time, I kept a cough drop in by mistake while getting a massage, and my face was down, and I couldn't spit it out or chew it because I didn't want her to know I had it.
Oh, I can talk about something.
Okay.
I was home in Chicago. I have three things to talk about.
Okay.
I love getting foot massages. Mm-hmm. So does my family. So me and my mom, we decided to get a foot massage in, you know, the suburbs of Chicago, just at a little place in a strip mall. And I do something crazy. I go for the half back, half foot. Mm-hmm. Usually I do all foot. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't prepared. So I get in there. Usually everyone's always clothed, but she put me in this whole room and she's like, get naked. So I like take off my shirt. She gives me a massage. It's great. And she's like whispering in my ear all the time, like, are you okay? Is this okay? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it's great. And then she does all these weird stretches at the end where she like puts my arms behind me in like truly torturous positions and lifts my torso off the bed so that like my bare breasts are like flailing in the air in a way that like I was like, oh, I thought you like weren't supposed to see this, but like I guess this is okay. And then she's like shifting my body and making things crack while my boobs are like wobbling in the air. And I was like, thank you so much, that was perfect.
No,
I can't comment, I can't say anything.
No.
And then when she's done, she's like, you're done, bye, and then like runs out of the room.
Well, I don't think she likes it either.
But then,
you know, I think it's just part of it because it doesn't sound nice for anyone involved. But she learned it once and has been doing it ever since. But right. I bet usually she hears people's boobs slap on the table. Did yours?
I mean, she was like, you know, in yoga when you like lift your body up, your torso up and stretch it. That was my body position. But she was doing it for me and my boobs were just in the air.
I really hate that. I'm sorry.
I hated it too. But like, I never say if the water's too cold when I'm getting my hair washed, I'm always like, yeah, it's great.
Me
like,
too.
I never
scalp
say anything.
scalp up in flames.
And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, it's fine. Ow. Like, I never say anything.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's like when you get it. Like, there's the point of that whole thing is usually to feel like, okay, they're just doing my back. I don't have to be naked. And that feels vulnerable and really scary.
But, I mean, she worked up to it.
Yeah, you can't do it first. If she did it first, I would have said you're getting attacked.
Yeah. It was fine. want to hear some more body stories? Mm-hmm. Okay. So as we know, I have a terrible foot. Mm-hmm. Really flat feet, like plantar fasciitis. I'm always in pain. Recently, my knee felt like it was about to buckle. And I was like, this is because my feet are so bad. And I call my dad, who, as we know, gives amazing medical advice, mm-hmm. long-winded medical advice. And I was like, Dad, my knee's like about to buckle. Should I call a podiatrist? Should I call like an orthopedic surgeon? He's like, no, you got to call Tony. And I'm like, who's Tony? And he's like, Tony, my guy at Happy Feet, this like store. And I'm like, what? And it's this like discount store in like the Miramar outlets in Florida. Mm-hmm. And a salesman, Tony, works there. And I guess sold my dad shoes that his feet that have helped him. And so he's like, you got to go see Tony.
Did you call?
No. I go, Dad, I don't live anywhere near Tony. And Tony, like, Tony might not come into work tomorrow. Like, I don't know Tony's deal. But so when I fly into Chicago, my dad's like, get in, we're going to Bed Bath & Beyond. And I'm like, okay, what's at Bed Bath & Beyond? And he like tracked down.
No.
He tracked down like a Dr. Scholl's like foot measure thing. It's like this whole computer
thing.
Oh,
yeah, I love those. Okay. I've done it.
That's the first place we went when I landed. And like, I'm just like in Bed Bath & Beyond with my dad, like doing this foot thing and getting like the Dr. Scholl's inserts. And they tell you which insert to get.
I know, I've done it.
They told me two different times. My dad made me do it like four times. And then it goes, are you sure you're not over 180 pounds? Like it asked me that. It was so rude. And then it gives you an insert and I've been wearing them and my feet feel great.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I've gotten those and they just don't work for me. But it works, I guess, well, Dr. Scholl's.
Yeah. So this is an ad for those Dr. Scholl's machines.
But the thing is, there's only like two or three choices, I feel like, for the women's feet. So it's going to be one of those things. But I feel like any insert is better than no insert.
Well, I used to have like podiatrist made inserts and they're like really hard.
They always try to sell you on them.
They're like so expensive.
They're $600.
They're $600. And
they're rock hard.
They're rock hard. They're so uncomfortable. You could throw them like Frisbees. They're dog toys. They're not comfortable. No, you don't.
Well, I have to go through divorce court to get to my new foot doctor. So I'll let you know how it goes.
What do you mean?
Well, I need to get cortisone shots in my heels, I think, because they're numb.
Okay.
And he told me, he's like, you have to go to this thing. The only thing is, you have to go to this doctor. The only thing is, you have to walk through a divorce court to get to his office. So I have to tell you what happened.
Okay. Oh, you haven't gone yet?
No.
Okay. Keep us updated.
Okay. What's the other thing?
Okay. Am I talking too much?
No. Oh, wait. I do have something to say. My mom is the same exact way. With anyone who works at a store, she gets their whole life story. She has them do personal stuff for her. So my mom goes to Walgreens four times a day. I'm not joking. She goes to every drugstore like twice a day. It's just like what she does during the day. And she became friends with the guy who works behind the photo counter at Walgreens. And she now brings her computer to him to clean off. Because it always has viruses.
And oh, she like he's her genius bar?
Yes. And she doesn't want to go to Geek Squad. So she just pays his kid cash who works at Walgreens. Recently, he tells her he wants to do voiceover. She tells him I could get him a job.
Oh, my God.
She gives me his card that he definitely made himself at Walgreens.
Of course. He's skilled.
It has a little microphone on it. It has little like pink and blue stars on it.
Clip art.
I put it in my jeans when she gave it to me and I washed them and the card fell apart. So I lost his contact and I told her because I was going to email him like something nice. And she just gives me his phone number. I'm not going to call him.
No. Or
text. I mean, what the hell? So she keeps, every time she's going in, saying, I'm going to call. And I'm not going to call. And I feel bad.
Bets, he probably knows all of this because he probably is watching all of these conversations. If he has access to your mom's computer.
He's the only person who visits my website, I can guarantee you.
Are you checking on Squarespace?
Yeah. And also, my mom, whenever we go to Wells Fargo, she doesn't know you can use other ATMs, so she just goes to the bank teller window. She last time came out and said, everyone inside wants to meet you. I'm like, and I'm not going in. And she goes, come on, they're all waiting. And I said, no. And now she's mad at me that I never went in. Anyways, so I get it. They'd be my doctor, too, if it were up to her. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have an update for you on the coat.
Oh, shit.
The coat that I currently wear, my winter coat that I was embarrassed to wear into my office, I have now acclimated myself. This is the Amazon $129 coat that everyone says is like the coat of the Upper East Side woman, and everyone's wearing it in New York.
It went viral. I was watching Good Morning America the other day and it came on a whole segment on the coat and I was dying laughing and I sent it to you.
People come up to me and they go, is this the coat?
Yep.
Can I try it on? So many people have tried on the coat and I happily let them do it. It's like a gift for me to give to them.
Right.
And it's fun and we love it. So I go home. I'm in Chicago, as we know. I've got my inserts in. I've got my new coat on. And I'm like, can't wait to show these Midwesterners how New Yorkers do it with like my great coat.
Oh, no.
I go to my friend Karen's house and she's at her mom's house. And as soon as I come in, her dad goes, oh, is that the Amazon coat? And I was like, mm-hmm. Like all like braggy. And he's like, oh, yeah, my wife had it like 2 years ago. Karen's mom had it 2 years ago.
No.
So I was like, oh my God, I need to know everything you're buying on Amazon. Like, you know all the trends. And she goes, no, 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 no. It's not me you need to talk to. You have to talk to Mindy.
Who's that?
Mindy is this woman. I've never met her. She knew about the coat. She got it for Karen's mom, and she's this genius trendsetter. And apparently all of her daughters are trendsetters too.
I know this type of, I know Mindy and other people.
You're kind of Mindy.
No, Mindy's Mindy.
Mindy's Mindy. You know what I mean? But I want to pick Mindy's brain. Like, I need to talk to Mindy.
We should call her.
We should get her on the show.
And tell her to give us 5 products. I want beauty. I want home. I want clothing. For sure, and I want you.
She knows what's happening before we know it. It's like she's seeing the... To get that coat 2 years ago when it was only $99.
Come on. Come on.
And to give it as a gift. To not even be like, this will be mine, I will give it.
No, that's what Mindy does.
That's Mindy.
I know. I can't wait.
I know, me too.
So today, Dad, real quick, a wedding update. I was shopping for cake toppers and holy moly guacamole. They're all disgusto.
I could have told you that.
Well, I know.
I mean.
Like, it's very funny. The 3D printed people that people get made, like that have been on Housewives.
Yeah.
Are so scary.
They're always scary and not cute. And it's always like with our dogs.
Come on. Or like even the 3D printed, whatever, let's celebrate. So what do you put on top of a cake?
Nothing.
A flower?
You don't, Betsy, you don't have to put anything. If you want to, you can.
I know you don't, but it's fun.
It's fun. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I told Ryan, I'll pick the boy and he pick the girl.
No, I think you should both pick random things, like a frog and an emoji.
I like things. I have an idea. Okay, it just came to me. All right, good. Glad I brought that up. Anyways.
Oh, so we'll find out what it is eventually.
Yeah, that was just my update. Everything's all wedding stuff is disgusting.
Oh, it's all disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? All right, so it's time for other people's duns. And what we're going to do right now is read other people's duns that you submitted. So thank you for submitting. Keep submitting. Here are a few.
Other people's duns, not mine, not yours. Other people's duns, not mine, not yours.
Nathaniel is done with people who cook in their Airbnb while on vacation. Go out.
Damn. What?
Nathaniel.
That's like the whole point, isn't it?
I think for some people it is the point. They flew there. They're paying. They want to save some bucks.
Go out. Nasty. I love it. Hendrix J is done with the goddamn snow in Minnesota. Honey, I hear you.
Kat is done with the sickos clipping their fingernails at the office. And you know what I say? You're fired.
You're done. Alicia's done with the crease in your pants around your waist when you sit down for too long.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Everlane jeans don't do that, though, by the way. Not even a plug. They don't. Brian's done with loud chewing noises in movies and TV. Already done with it in IRL. Don't need it in my content.
Well, he has that hearing thing.
Is it like the opposite of ASMR?
Well, I have ASMR, proudly, and I also can't stand when my mom eats soup. So, like, it's like when...
Yeah.
It's just gross.
Yeah.
But I love my mom. She is the best. Paige is done with people who ride bikes on the sidewalk.
Oh, honey, you know what? Fair game to kick the tire.
Holy shit.
Get out of my way. This is illegal. This is for walking. Get off.
When I was riding a bike back in the day, I would ride on the street, but then when it was my block, ride slowly, no pedaling on the sidewalk. Almost killed a million people.
Yeah.
It's always dangerous.
Ryan stands in front of the bike like a psycho. I know you didn't think he could do stuff like that, but he really turns
crazy. He's
like,
get off the sidewalk.
That is one thing that drives him crazy.
I would love to see this IRL.
It's really scary. Okay. Dee Mercer is done with being told, you look tired today. Like, yeah, bitch, I'm tired from life.
Yeah, life is really hard. Martha's on with people who drive slow. Ew. Will you post that? That we're looking at a cake topper. Is that a good? Is that someone in your family's? I don't want to offend you.
Okay.
Can
no.
we say if you get a cake topper that I think is lame? Can I tell you, or do you not want
I'm
me to tell you?
No, I'm gonna know.
Okay, I won't tell you, but right, just right. know I will talk later.
All right.
Oh, Martha's done with people who drive slow in the left lane, obviously.
Ew, get out. Sam is done with people not hitting reply all. Fucking reply all.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, did you just get here from Mars?
Yeah, lady.
Speaking of which, Trevor's done with bad or zero email subject lines, which I cannot hop on board enough on. If you don't have a subject line...
What are you doing here? Click X now.
Are you like in an emergency? Are you in a hostage situation? Like, what are you doing before you send an email without a subject? Insane.
In on the opposite end, my agent, who's old, mm-hmm. sends me emails all written in the subject.
I respect that.
Me too. It's fast. All right. Eric is done with bow ties.
Me too. It's very subculture political.
What about Vanderpump when they're untied? The bow ties.
That's a whole different story.
Okay.
Aaron is done with people keeping their light on when they leave the office every day. It's sketchy, which is a funny description, wasteful and not cool.
Jesse is done with people having a face full of pores. Close up and get out of here.
Oh my God. Jesse is ridiculous. Jesse, some people can't help it. Jesse.
Jesse thinks you can.
Okay. On that note, I have to say that I've been using NYX NYX HD foundation. Covers your pores like you wouldn't believe. So if you're worried that someone like Jesse is gonna make you feel like shit because of your pores, use that product.
Go ahead.
I want to close with one.
Oh, Dan is done with not being able to disable my door buzzer when I literally don't want to deal with it. Honey, then get out in New York. Kylie's done with matcha powder.
Speaking of Kylie, Allie is done with Tristan Thompson.
Oh, you guys, I don't know if you heard this. It's going to be weeks after it come out, but this could still be news to some of you. But today the news just broke that Tristan Thompson cheated on Chloe with Jordan Woods.
And Kylie's best friend.
Kylie's best friend. She's given her every opportunity in the world. She gave her a damn TV show, a modeling career, all of this stuff with Kylie makeup. And now she went and did the dirty with Jordan. I wonder.
Tristan.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what's going to happen. I honestly really can't.
Well,
wait.
By the time this airs, a lot will have unfolded. And I can't wait to dissect it weeks
no,
later.
Nothing unfolds with them. They keep it all closed until they can air it on their show.
While I wait with bated breath.
And that's it for Other People's Duns. Thank you for playing.
If you want to submit, just send your duns to @dunpod and we'll share them on the podcast. Wow. The time has come to introduce our very special guest who's been sitting here the whole time silently and wonderfully. You've seen him on The Opposition. He's a staple at UCB Theater. He's hilarious. I love him and adore him.
And as promised, like I would intro, he's a very tall, and I'm sure you'll be able to hear it in his voice.
Aaron Jackson.
Hello.
Air.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
An early.
Oh, I was here early.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love.
I came to a recording here for a sister podcast on the Forever Dog Network. And Alex asked me if I came from the theater world. And I was like, I did go to theater school. Why? And he's like, you're always 15 minutes early.
I love that. Like, did you come from the theater world?
I was like, yeah.
Aaron, wait, that reminds me. Somebody did submit recently about done with people being late. But so am I. It's the most.
Yeah.
At this age.
It can. And Listen, I'll run
late. Emma, this has nothing to do with that train issues. You're always early.
Emma was a little late today, but she's always early, and this has nothing to do with her.
There's people that run late.
Yes, and you just want, like, my uncle famously runs late, and my family just tells him everything is 30 minutes before it's supposed to be, and then he's on time because he's always 30 minutes late. So they'll just be like, oh, we're having dinner at 6:30 or whatever when we're really having dinner at 7, and then he gets there at 7.
It's I know a couple.
This is what you got to do.
Do you believe it's a respect thing? You know when people are like, if you don't respect my time, like, I'm done with you.
I think it's like, because sometimes I can be late if it's not, if other people aren't depending on me, but if it's just me, like, oh, then I'll run late. Sometimes I think it's like, you need a thrill. Like, and you're like,
I'm going to scare these
you
people.
You could so easily be like, I should get in the shower right now. You're like, or I could sit down for 10 more minutes
and then
rush the shower and then be in a panic. And it's like, and suddenly you're having something is happening to you.
Running for the train.
This is my life. I get ready and then I sit down for 30 minutes and then I sprint my ass off to the train. I love it. It's how I live.
That's New York. Everyone's pushing your ass around because everyone took that 10 minutes to watch the rest of Vanderpump Rules.
Right. Or scroll Twitter even.
Or just scroll Twitter. How awful to waste 10 minutes scrolling Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I was shopping for pillows today for 30 extra minutes.
You'd already picked the pillow.
I had one in my car. That's for sure.
From where? Where did you get pillows?
You guys, it's such a shit show with pillows right
it
now.
It really is. I agree.
I'm like really pissed.
Do you go to like Consumer Report kind of websites?
Well, do you
my
know,
husband writes for The Wirecutter. That's
all me and Ryan use.
They
I
write about
know.
Pillows?
Oh. Yeah, they do everything. Yeah,
oh, like just, sleeping pillows.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I just added sleeping pillows from Wirecutter to my wedding registry. Mm. But me and Ryan live and die by Wirecutter. My water bottle.
Michael, who is my lover, my husband, he writes in the kitchen section.
I think I knew this.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
We've definitely, that's where I got my humidifier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
So do people just send him products and then he tests them out and then he blasts
well, he'll
their
get assigned
ass.
Something like, let's say, because he works in the kitchen, so he'll get assigned like wine glasses. And then, so he'll call places and ask them to send him stuff because they're going to test.
And it's the Times, like, and they're going to send.
People do, yeah, because Wirecutter is part of the New York Times.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. And what I love is they give you like stuff you can afford. It's just like America's Test Kitchen,
but for everything.
For everything. What I have a bone to pick with Wirecutter, and I actually wanted to email them. And I know there are sites for this specifically. I want them to do more beauty products. Mm. Not product, like
makeup stuff.
Hair, yeah. Blow dryers.
Yes.
Yes.
Like things that you spend money on. I need to see it. I need to see it.
I think there are. I mean, I don't really know. Again, I can only speak to secondhand the kitchen section, but I think they are like he talks about when they have company meetings. There's this one gal who's a comedian who is going to start writing about makeup.
Oh, cool. That's funny. Wirecutter makeup.
I know.
I love it's just.
You got to test it.
Purewow does really good product reviews.
I know. I read them. Okay.
Would
love to stay and gab about kitchen gags.
We definitely could.
You got to tell us the first thing you're done with.
Okay.
Be open. Be honest. Name names.
The first thing I'm done with is people who brag about not having had any cavities.
Okay.
And I find they're really pleased with themselves and act as if you, because I have had cavities, and people that haven't will often act as if you, they're like, well, do you brush twice a day? And
oh,
you're like,
God.
yeah, of course. And I floss and I still get cavities. And it's, and they're like, well, and I'm like, well, what?
Why? Like, they're not then in charge to tell everyone else what
it's
to do.
It's genetic, I've learned.
I got to tell you something.
Okay, please.
Guess who you're looking at? Someone who's never had but a one cavity.
One.
I've never had any.
You've never, not
I
even
I said
one.
That wrong. I don't know if that phrase makes sense. I've never had cavities.
Wow.
My you dad's a dentist. Teeth. I used to never brush my teeth as a child.
Yeah.
And I used to, like, it was like my drug to not brush my teeth.
Yeah, you have a vice.
Yeah. And I am the first to tell you, it has nothing to do, like,
it's genetic.
It's all preventative, true, but right. like, it is so genetic.
And I, like, in high school, I had cavities, but I drank a ton of soda. So it's mm-hmm. like, sure, but I don't drink soda at all anymore, other than soda water, which I'm drinking right now. But, but yeah, it's like a very weird, holier than thou.
It's so rude.
And it's really weird.
And people, I've had a the couple friends who advice. Get them a lot, and yeah. they don't eat.
Candy. I'm not chomping on sugar all day, all ding dong day.
I think it is genetic, you know?
It is.
I had them like in grade school, I had a few. Mm-hmm. And then I haven't really since.
And that's great. And
are you brushing twice a day? No, I'm kidding. But I feel like once you keep getting them, you're getting them for a little while.
That's your.
It's chronic. Well, you have an amazing set of teeth.
I know.
A lot of orthodontistry.
Really?
So my whole childhood, I had an expander where my dad had to stick a key into the roof of my mouth and turn it.
I had one.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't want one.
Everyone's like, I have a key and I can expand my mouth.
I scream.
Like, and then the actual outside headgear.
Yeah, I never had that, but I had what's called a herpst, which is like an inside your mouth headgear.
Crazy you remember that term.
Well, and then I had a lip bumper, which I was allergic to and made my mouth swell. And then they put plastic on the metal because they thought I was allergic to metal. More allergic to the plastic, and my mouth swelled up like a chipmunk full of golf balls. Then, of course, I had braces and spacers.
I hated spacers.
I had it all,
babe. Did you have rubber bands?
Yep.
Did you do cool art with your rubber bands on your braces?
Yeah, because I was lucky that I had braces. I got them off right before high school. So, like, in the age when you're just like, fuck, I can't have this in my mouth mm-hmm. or I'll get ripped apart by my peer group. I had gotten them off already. So, but in middle school, you could still be like, I'm going to do purple and blue. And, like, no one was like, that sucks.
I went into high school with braces for a full year. And, yeah, by the time, like, you're getting your rubber bands changed and you're in high school, you're just like, yeah, just keep it silver.
Yeah.
No. Gray. I had headgear.
Oh, yeah.
And... I feel like my overbite came back. No, I didn't have to wear it in public, but I had to wear it every single night for like 2 years. And it was the most painful. It feels like very medieval, awful torture device. And I was sleeping at my grandmother's once, and I was like, do not tell grandmom I have a headgear. I really don't want her to know.
No, it'll judge me like my grandmother.
I don't know why. She's literally the nicest. And I told my cousin... And my grandmother opened the door, and I was like flailing around trying to rip it off, but it's really hard to get off. And she sat me down and was like, Betsy, it's okay. Your mom called and said that you wear headgear, and it's okay.
Is your grandma just like really cool? Like, why did you not want her to know you wore headgear?
Yeah, she smoked.
I couldn't tell anyone.
Loser. It was like, my granddaughter's a big nerd.
She threw a bunch of kids in lockers.
I didn't know anyone. I was really, really mortified. It's just awful, okay?
Okay, but, I can't speak to why.
I mean, and like the metal things that the headgear had to plug into stick out so far.
You got wax to put on that?
Yeah, I miss that stuff.
I miss like just those sticks of wax. I feel like I could use that.
Yeah, because it like hurts your lip. Well, yeah. Not to bring up my husband again. I swear I have a life. But he just got Invisalign.
Yes.
And it's reminding me, because he's like, it's cutting my lip and my lip always hurts. And then, or like I have a headache because my teeth are being... tightened.
Right.
It's like, oh God, it's been bringing back a lot of dental work flashbacks.
Has he had braces?
Yeah, he had them. And then he didn't, like, I have crooked bottom teeth now because I stopped wearing my retainer. And I was like, maybe I'll get Invisalign, but he's doing it. And
I like your teeth as is. Like, if you don't mind me saying so.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous teeth. But it's making me be like, maybe I don't want it. Because he's like, oh, I'm in pain and my lips cut. And I was like, oh, I already fucking did that for so long.
I know.
Yeah, Do I want to go back?
But vanity, it's real.
I have like what are the teeth behind the two front teeth?
I could never tell you.
Whatever they are.
Is your dad mad that you don't know that?
I'm going to say incisors because that's Freddie Mercury.
Molar, incisor.
I don't,
canine?
Oh, Dougie. They are like, they moved back behind my two front teeth. So in bad lighting, it looks like I'm missing two teeth. And I just keep asking my dad, I'm like, can't you like put some paint on there or like something?
He's like, paint?
He's like, call the office, make an appointment. I'm like,
call
no,
Tony.
Call Tony. Happy Feet will fix you up. We'll go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Got a great set of dentures.
Okay, wait. So this type of person.
Yeah.
Oh, back. Yeah.
They're also the type of person, and they'll brag about having 20/20 vision. And again, you're like, what do you want out of me? My eyes are fucked.
Say that in front of someone who you never know in a room who wanted to be a pilot.
And they're like, I have 20/20 vision. And like, and you're like, cool.
They
like,
won't forever. Give them 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
It's I don't so either. Bad.
I think they just don't realize they can't see.
I know. You're Dara, like, glasses help.
Yeah.
Glasses help.
What's your prescript? May
I don't actually know what it is. It's pretty bad. Like, I'm wearing contact lenses.
Yeah.
And I definitely couldn't drive without.
Yeah.
You know, like it would be dangerous. But like I could I can function around my apartment in the morning before I put on my glasses. But then I'm like, I'm annoyed if I'm looking for like, say, my glasses.
Yes.
And they're not in my case. I'm like, where are they? Because they're brown and all the tables are brown. And I'm like, I don't quite know where they are.
It's insane how bad most of our vision is.
Yeah. And you think about like olden times when back they would have been like, this person is just crazy. Like, they just can't see.
Like Warby Parker, they didn't have. Like glasses were really expensive.
Oh, yeah. For the rich.
I still can't see when I don't have glasses on or contacts in, which I can't.
Yeah.
I just can't see. And do you know how many people are always like, you didn't say hi to me? Or like somebody walks in the restaurant and I can't tell who it is until they're this close.
Yeah.
And everyone's always getting offended. But honey, believe it or not, I'm just walking around blind.
Sometimes I'll be wearing contacts and see people and not recognize them. And then later be like, yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't wearing my glasses. I can't see.
Oh, that's good.
And they'll be like,
you definitely were.
I really think we should all get LASIK for when Handmaid's Tale happens in real life.
I know.
That's a really good point.
There's a crazy war or something and you don't have contacts or glasses.
Yeah, or the like inevitable Armageddon and LASIK's the first to go.
You're going to want to see this.
You're going to want to see.
That should be LASIK, though.
You're going to want to see. It's like an asteroid.
Nothing matters, but while you're around, you might as well take part and see it.
Yeah, that also just seems like such a thing. Like, oh, I got to go get LASIK. Seems like a lot.
They take a razor blade. Yeah. I might have made this up.
Now it's lasers. It's already, you're wrong.
Razor.
Yeah, don't they take a razor and cut your eye?
Tony gets a razor.
Hold on.
Puts an ice cube.
Laser.
Laser.
I've thought for years they take a razor blade.
Maybe the first LASIK.
They take a razor blade to your eyes, and I'm like, who would get this?
No.
No, Dad.
You're like awake for the.
You're awake and you can smell your eye burning.
And that's why I was like, you're awake, and they take a razor blade and cut your eye open. And that's
you're in a room by yourself, and there's a little. They clip your eyes open with those things, like Clockwork Orange, and then a laser points in your eye and burns off a layer.
I could do that.
I couldn't do the original version, which I clearly misheard, a laser and a razor.
I think that's what it was in the 90s. It's just a razor.
Good.
I have one more thing to say on this type of person.
Yeah. Okay, great.
They're also the type of person to be like, do you stare at a computer all day? And it's like, you bitch. And of course I stare at a computer
all
day.
And so does your ass.
Yeah,
and guess
so
what?
Do you.
So the same person is, I don't know, I just have clear skin.
Right.
You are so rude.
I have, I got pimples all the time when I was in high school and in college, and I have friends who had very clear skin in college, and they'd be like, I have a pimple, and it was really small, and I wasn't even being dramatic. I was like, well, I have like 7, and one of them's on the tip of my nose and has a white head on. You know what I mean? Like, so like, give me a break. And they're like, yeah, but like, since you get so many, it's like, you don't notice it as much as when I get one. I was like, let's trade skin then for a day and see if you'd rather have your one on like your 100%. Hairline or my Rudolph nose. Like,
100%.
Let's trade.
This is all one person.
It's all one person.
And they don't have to shave their legs or wear a bra.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. My boobs don't hurt like they're going to rip off my body. Like, they just feel fine without
a bra. It would just be
insane.
It's like, I have some good genetical things, and I'm not just like saying that would be if someone would, you know, you don't just go up to someone and you're like, say something fucked up, like you have your face is ugly.
Like, you don't go to a handicapped person, like, well, I can walk.
Yeah. Be like, did you try walking?
Just try right now in front of all of us.
Yeah. Try. It's like so insane.
It's so rude. Okay. We hate this person. They're terrible. Aaron, tell us what your second done is. And again, don't hold back.
I won't hold back. I'm going to rip into it. I'm done keeping orcas in tanks. I'm done with it. Get them out of there.
We said no politics, Aaron.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Hashtag floppy fins.
Floppy fins.
Okay, well, talk to us.
Okay, so there's a documentary called Blackfish that sort of swept the world a couple seasons ago. And I watched that, and then I started reading the books about this.
Oh, you were inspired to keep going.
I just got into it. And then so, you know, they stopped, SeaWorld stopped their breeding program because of that documentary. Like, it was really effective because people stopped coming and they lost a lot. So they're like, okay.
People are like, oh, there's footage of a woman that we won't show you who's being like dragged by an orca in a tank.
Yeah, yeah. And she's just the third to die. And then they had a lot of the other attacks where the people lived and they showed those in the documentary. It's so scary.
But
there's other parts of the world. And they're still going into the sea in Russia and catching a bunch of orcas off the coast of Russia and like putting them into parks in China and putting them into parks in Russia and putting them into other water parks where they don't care. Because SeaWorld had long ago stopped catching wild orcas and then they just had a breeding program. And now they're done and they're like, we're going to be done with orcas once these all die. But then...
But we're still going to have everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry.
They're not going to go as crazy as the orcas would.
So it's nuts. It's just crazy that it's still... It's like, what are
they
we
take
doing?
The smartest animals there are and horrible. Put them in captivity. It is truly horrible.
It's wild.
It's not
And also
wild.
In Japan, they just made it legal to hunt whales again.
Yeah, there's that bit. Right? There's like a big... And they do it off the coast of Russia. There's a bunch of, they're like catch a bunch of whales and they have these big like whale pens. And I think they do that in Japan too. It's weird.
People who, when they showed those other places not in America in the documentary, I think that one place was like in Canada or something. That horrible looking like circus.
Yeah.
That had been shut down and like the whales were still in the pen and stuff like that.
It's crazy. Okay, wait, but I have a kind of funny story related to this.
We were talking
earlier about MJ, Michael Jackson, being pedophile.
Yes, we were.
But the movie Free Willy, he sang the song at the end of Free Willy, famously. Mm-hmm. And then after that movie, that whale, Kiko, that played Willy, was in this like shitty facility in Mexico. And then after the movie, he still was. And everyone was like, wait, what the fuck? Like the movie was about setting this whale free and like, that's fucked up. We should get him out of this fucked up place in Mexico. And then Michael Jackson was like, I'll do it. I'll pay to get Kiko. And everyone was like, oh my God, Michael Jackson's a hero. It turns out he just wanted to take Kiko to Never Never Land is park.
Oh no,
Aaron, you.
And they're like, Michael, no, you missed the point, Michael.
Wait, actually,
yeah. And so he didn't do it. And then they ended up free. Like they kept him in a pen, and then they freed the whale, and then it died in the wild. But still, it's very funny.
Of course, it died in the wild. As Michael Jackson himself was in captivity, he would die in the wild. Ugh, it's all just
you
like
can't release Michael.
Michael is Kiko.
He needs
Kiko.
An open air pen. He needs a large saltwater pen.
Michael is Kiko.
Michael's Kiko.
Kiko was probably abusing the people at the...
Yeah, he would have abused.
I bet Michael was like, he flew to Mexico and then he like just gently knocked on Kiko's tank and was like, okay, come with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just love it because he was so wealthy that he could. And then he could...
That
but
is
his poor
the
brain,
craziest.
His poor crazy brain.
Wait, was Neverland open to the public or just for the boys that he was molesting?
No, right? Allegedly. I don't know. I don't think it was open to the public. I think it was like a private park.
It was his home.
I think it was his home.
I know. I remember seeing photos. Remember?
I love how just like Neverland is part of our like vernacular. It's not like the Peter Pan thing, but it's Michael fucking Jackson's home.
His backyard.
Oh God, it's is it still there?
Come on, Kiko.
On a leash.
Yeah, it's like, can it fly? It's just so good.
Oh my God.
I bet Michael could be like, ooh, like speak the whale.
Oh yeah,
songs.
He's very close, closest to the, maybe Kiko wanted to go with Michael. Maybe that's Kiko's true. A pop star. We never knew.
Could
be.
Well, he did jump on beat, right?
Yeah. Like,
wait, was that kid there when that whale jumped? Because that is scary.
Like, I don't know. What's that kid up to? Probably, no, I mean, probably heroin.
It was a 90s movie, and I'm sure that kid was standing there as the whale jumped.
And I'm sure his mom was like, you're doing fine.
You're doing great. They probably shot at the whale to make it jump, too. Like,
that is what, I mean, is that what they do to the whales? Probably.
They don't shoot them with guns.
No. They like zap them.
I love that in Blackfish.
They're in water.
In Blackfish, all the trainers are like, these whales are communicating with us. They're wonderful. They get it. Like, and then they actually go see them in the wild for the first time. And they're like,
oh, yeah. They don't jump through hoops. Like, it's so crazy. The one part of Blackfish, and I also have reoccurring nightmares that I am in a tank with an orca ever since this happened. And I was just like, I'm either in the tank and it like, I know I'm in the tank and I'm like, oh, it's gonna eat me, or like, I don't know, I have a reoccurring orca nightmare.
Yeah.
But I think it's from that part where they show it in the documentary, where the one trainer who lived but was in the tank, and then it just, the whale kept coming up and grabbing its foot and dragging it to the bottom and then letting it go and then dragging him.
Scary.
I think that's like where the nightmare comes from. It's like being played cat and mouse with a giant monster.
That whale was like, that's fun for the whale.
Oh yeah, the whale's like, I'm bored. Like, and it's like,
you're my playmate.
Yeah. It's a cat with a mouse too. It's like, I want you to die in this moment.
Totally.
Does it know it's killing the person?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
They are smarter than us. And like, don't get on me. Then why don't they have iPhones? They don't have hands.
They don't need iPhones.
And maybe they do. Maybe they do.
They can sleep in water. Like, I don't care.
And they also like dolphins. Like, they teach like the same breed. Like, a little family knows things that another one doesn't, and vice versa. Because it's like they teach. So it's like, oh, they use tools. They're just as smart.
Also, the whale mummies who are grieving their whale babies that were taken from them, and all of the whales bringing her their breakfast.
Yeah, it's crazy.
When I moved to New York, like left my parents' driveway in a U-Haul, my mother was on the porch, dropped to her knees, and I heard a whale cry. Turned to the rearview mirror, it was my mother. And years later, I like told her, like, remember how horrible that was? And she goes, oh, I didn't know you saw or heard that. I thought I was inside the house. And I was like, no, you were on our front porch on a busy street.
What if years later she'd been like, oh, I was stung by a bee?
Oh, sweetie, no.
Oh, I was so ready for you to get gone.
So, Ar, tell us the third thing you're done with.
I'm done. The third thing I'm done with is hand sanitizer.
Oh my God. Do I have a story for you?
Is this true? So hand sanitizer, I feel like, isn't it why no one can eat peanuts anymore? Yeah. Like, because it's like...
Has that been, like, scientifically linked?
By me, I guess.
Me too. I'm going to repeat that fact.
But it's nut allergies come from parents not letting their kids be around nuts because they're scared they have the allergy.
In Israel, they feed them, like, these, like, Cheeto-like peanut foods.
To get them immune to
like
peanuts?
Like, puffed peanut stuff. I don't think to get them immune, but no one has peanut allergies in Israel.
Yeah.
And they sell it at Trader Joe's.
We only stopped having them, I think, once it was, like, removed... Once we started removing things from kids' diets, then they get allergic.
You gotta roll your kid in mud and let a dog
100%.
Lick it.
Let it eat dog shit.
Mine does. But I think that's why I never get sick, because my phone touches all parts of the subway and then I'm like talking on it.
Oh yeah, and then I just lick it. I just lick the screen.
Then I eat it for dinner.
But like, I'm very comfortable with when you get off the train and you go to the place where you are, you're like, I'm going to wash my hands. Mm-hmm. Because I get that. You're like, I got to wash my hands. It's gross. But the way that hand sanitizer is just like in everyone's purse and everyone's pocket, and you're like, and then they're sort of like, do you want some? And then you feel like you have to take it because you're like, oh no, I'm a disgusting pig, you know, but so you're like, sure. And then you're like, I don't know. And I'm not anti-vax, anti-antibiotics or anything, but it's just like, it's too much.
I know. And they're easy to get addicted to.
Yeah.
I recently bought a Dr. Bronner's lavender one because a makeup artist had it and it smelled really good. I got addicted to the stuff because it's a spray.
Ah, easy peasy.
And I brought it to
easier.
Japan.
It's easier than going into the bathroom and waiting for the soap. You got to wait a damn line.
I can wash my hands. I just wanted it because it was cute and I like the smell.
Do I have a story for you?
Fuck.
You're both going to shit your pants. It's very brief. Alas, I was boarding my plane home to New York, and this girl budged my ass because she couldn't wait to get on the plane before me.
Bitch. Mm.
I look at her backpack.
No.
Not one, not two, but three Purell little ornaments hanging from the zippers.
On her like backpack. It's a damn Christmas tree. Yeah.
Well, it looked like a Christmas tree. That's how many things were hanging off it. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's three Purell little bottles. How many do you need?
Ew. I have to tell you guys this. It's a general story. The people, when I serve people, and they all sit down and start passing around hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Makes me sick.
Yeah.
Go to the restroom. It's right here. And when I can smell it.
It's bad smell.
It's like, oh. Okay. I had a friend who was coming over to sleep over. And I was like, do you want to get a shower or anything? And she's like, no. And Purell'd under her armpits and her body.
Was that me? I've done that before.
Well, everyone's been in a bad way.
If you have BO at the office and you don't have deodorant, you can take Purell and like kill the bacteria under your armpits.
Really? It's, on the clothes or skin? I feel like it would burn your armpit.
It's worth the burn. If you're stinky,
yeah.
Kills it?
Kills the amoeba.
Wow.
That said, the little like ejectors at my office, automatic,
yeah,
squirt so much out.
Well, that's
you're like, can I share this bath of Purell with somebody? Yeah. It's too much.
And wait, no, I'm thinking of mouthwash. Don't like if you're a really hardcore addict.
Oh yeah.
You'll like drink mouthwash, but will you drink Purell?
Yeah.
I'm having a rock bottom, my mouth is under a dispenser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Wait, remember when hand sanitizer became popular when it was at Junior Bath and Body Works with the beads?
Yeah, yes, I think about it with the beads.
I do too.
Well, it's such a racket. You could just tell that somebody was like, "Wait, we could fucking scare people about germs and just make a shitload of money off tiny plastic bottles of this
crap."
It's
so wasteful. And it has so much perfume in it. And you can like the scented ones smell so, they smell like car, what are those? Like,
air fresheners?
Yeah, air fresheners.
Oh God, in a cab? Ugh. Well, and the other thing is like, they're so common and so accepted. It's like cell phone culture at a restaurant where you like, you want to be like, put your phone away. This is rude, but you can't because it's like, this is just accepted. Like you're allowed to look at your phone. It's the same with hand sanitizer. I feel like you're allowed to just like be at a nice dinner and just squirt it out on your hands. It stinks like fucking horrible. And then you're just like, and it's like, get that. I don't want it. You're just allowed.
No.
You're allowed. You know, it's just like, this is clean. So it's allowed.
I don't side with corporations usually, but I feel bad for Big Soap. Like they probably thought this little guy was coming in with like this, like, hey, you don't need water to wash your hands. And now it's totally taking over.
Or if you go to a public restroom and instead of soap, that's all they have. And you're like, well, give me a break. I have to use it.
I actually, in gross places like a gas station or
you'll
something.
Beg for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they have no soap and they got Purell, I'm like, they know what they're doing. You need to pour it all over your body.
Put it on the toilet before
you
use.
You gotta like burn toilet paper before you use it. Yeah. Is that gross? Also, like people that it's okay to use. Like doctors and hospitals.
Of course.
I love.
For your job?
Grandmas who are really worried.
Yeah.
People with babies, usually. And that's it. If you're healthy in the middle, go
relax.
To the bathroom.
Get
go
a flu shot. Go to the bathroom.
Vaccinate your kids.
Vaccinate your kid and get out.
This is a little separate, but we sell ribs at the place where I work, the restaurant where I serve.
Uh-huh.
And people often ask for a lot of napkins because ribs can be messy and you eat them with your hands.
Yeah.
I understand. Do you know almost every single person asks, do you have wet wipes?
Yeah.
And I say, no, we don't. the bathroom is truly right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, we got a bathroom.
And they don't. They don't. They just, after they had been licking their fingers.
Just spit in their hands.
Just like oh, wipe yeah. it off with dry napkins. And they'll use like 10 instead of getting up to use a restroom.
That's me.
And then that person's getting on the subway and holding on to the pole.
Sure. Sneezing on it too. For fun.
No.
But that person spreads bacteria and we all get a little healthier.
I know. I yeah. did see a kid. Like, I'm talking toddler here, you know, running around the pole like they do on the train, like, yeah, 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 like having fun, and then just stick their little baby tongue right on the pole. And I was like, that's so disgusting. I was like, but good on you. Yes. Like, now you're not going to, you're not, maybe you'll have a horrible
you'll
cold.
You'll have some antibodies.
Yeah, but you're, yes. you're going to be set for something.
All of my nieces are like rolling around wherever because
yeah.
they're just getting exposed to everything.
They're on the
but
damn
guess what?
Farm.
They're eating peanut butter. I'll tell you what.
Thank God.
Yeah. And I like don't want to babysit ever for kids that have peanut butter allergies because I don't want to kill them.
Oh, it's so crazy.
Scary.
I okay. babysat for this kid one time. Those parents were so crazy.
Yeah.
They were like, we don't have a microwave. I'm like, cool, whatever. And they're like, and he's not allowed. They're like, so you can cook him this crab cake. And I'm like, I am not
like from scratch.
A cook. They like had the thing made. So I did just have to heat it up and like put some oil in the pan. But I'm like, you want me to fucking cook meat for your kid? Like, I'm a 23-year-old idiot. No. You know what I mean? Like, let me feed the damn
it's
kid a bagel.
Shellfish.
Yeah, you want me to cook shellfish? Like, if I undercook it. Kids gonna
oh
be,
my god!
I'm like, okay, but they
your
were
choice. Choose your own adventure.
And they were both therapists, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah.
But that was the most serious kid I ever babysat.
And he's gonna come.
He can write a novel.
His favorite thing
he
to
will.
Do lived in the West Village, in a studio with the parents, and they all slept in the same bed. Which, whatever, I get, it's New York, I get it. But then they're both therapists. His favorite thing to do. I could never get this kid to smile. I was so, I'm great with
kids.
Oh my
god, that's so sad.
I could never
He's
get him to
scary.
Smile. His favorite thing, give him the vacuum. He'd just vacuum the house with a dead face.
Aaron,
and he had to cook him crap.
My, I actually like this.
Like a little, like a two, you know, like in the 1.5 to 3 range. And that's like my sweet spot. A little toddler, that's
yeah.
I got him going, but I couldn't get him to lie. You pick him up in the air and just like a flat face. It's like they're over talking this kid's feelings.
He has no emotion.
Like when people ask him, how's little Timmy? Like he's doing.
He
great.
Got a new Dyson.
And, he went on the wire cutter and got the Dyson.
And we let him have another crab cake tonight.
Another crab cake.
My older brother, it's like he famously loved vacuums growing. I think
yeah,
it's like
fun.
A thing, but
it's
he
like,
loved it. The yeah. joy on his face when
right.
he had a vacuum.
And they make the baby vacuums now.
Yeah, of course. And the baby
yes.
lawnmower. You know, they like to do that
stuff.
They
like stuff. Doing
and
household chores
yeah,
before they can do them.
Before they actually have to. Yeah, but it was something. It wasn't right.
I would love to have a check-in with this kid.
I would love to see this kid now. I only babysat him a couple times.
Yeah, I've had a couple freakies.
I bet he
like
works
but...
in a library already.
Oh, yeah,
he might
yeah.
be 5 now.
Yeah, he's
employable, probably, it sounds like.
That was like almost 10 years ago. So he's probably like
12, probably his
13,
braces.
Something like that.
Oh, scary.
My favorite kid that I babysat that I love is like in high school now. And he's like cool and it's like, what?
Oh, when they get cooler than you?
It's just weird. It's like, oh, fuck. Like, I'll see him on the street sometimes. I'll be like, damn.
Oh.
Does he, like, roll
baby.
Off his skateboard and he's like, yo.
Literally.
I'm scared hey. To see the kids I babysit for on the street and that they'll be with someone else. And I'm going to be like, hi, Sally.
Yeah.
And then the person's like, and right. and Sally's not going to remember me.
Yeah, and you're rolling on ecstasy.
Like, hi, Sally, what's up? I'm naked. My boobs are hanging out. The massage lady's yeah. behind me holding them out.
I babysat one girl when I moved here, and she was the cutest little girl. She was like at that, she was probably like 9 going on 10.
They
so
got
like,
a personality.
Had such a personality. Would tell me about all the books she's reading on mm-hmm. the one all the way up to Harlem, and then be like, hello, everybody. Like saying hi to everyone on the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
They loved her.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I left, it was sad. But then she emailed me like one time, and it was just like, hi, with like a little yeah. emoji. And I was like, that's the cutest thing ever.
Oh, wow.
Like Michael Jackson.
Kiko. No. No.
Hi, Kiko, okay. Come with me.
I saw, I was just in Atlantic City and they had, we went to the Hard Rock, Oppy, and they
I haven't heard about any of this.
And they had Michael Jackson clothes on display there.
Clothes?
Obviously. Yeah, the Hard Rock.
Like his outfits, I guess.
Yes.
His performing outfits.
Got it. Yeah.
It's a Hard Rock. I forgot the gimmick.
Just
for a
second. Dirty underwear and socks.
Just clothes.
A bra randomly.
Just, it was like, yeah, around the house tea.
I love my house clothes, I have to say. I can't wait to go home and put them on today. Okay.
You do have a true house clothes wardrobe.
Yeah, I do. I can't
I
wait to go.
I have a lot of shirts that have shrunk in the dryer, but they're not like too small to get rid of, but I can't like wear them out.
Yeah.
If I raise my arms, they'll show my, yeah, you know, around the house.
Come
it's
on.
A perfect shirt.
Around the house, I wear clothes that could not fit me if my body like tripled in size.
Same. Like, I only like huge.
Betsy, like, this isn't your house clothes, but like you are like an old lady in slippers, like in an old tattered sweater, like with a, yeah, cane, like knocking.
I know, and I act that way in the building. Well, because everyone pisses me
turn
off.
It down over there.
I almost did the broom on the ceiling the other day, and I'm gonna get this person's ass
you
if I
are
ever freaking see what they look like. They're pissing me off. I run the building during the day, and everyone who's new is pissing me off.
The people above me is a couple, and they get into crazy fights.
Ew. Like, do you watch You?
Slam it. No.
Okay.
But then, and because the fights are so loud, they're above us. And our apartment isn't like, you can hear everything from everywhere. It's like, he does a bunch of cocaine. Like, we know this from the fights, and they get,
oh,
and
my God,
like, she's like, well, they are doing fucking coke all the time. Like, door slam. But then one, they're crazy. And then one time she rang our doorbell, and I didn't know it was her, and we let her in. She's like, I'm so sorry, I locked myself out of my apartment. Can I use your fire escape? And she climbed up our fire escape to get to her window and got in. And that's the only time I've ever seen her is when she was climbing.
Holy moly. No.
I got to get rid of them.
My neighbor's screaming all the time too at his mother in Poland.
Oh, no.
And he's an old man who's drunk. He's drunk.
Is that the guy who comes by your apartment every day?
And every time he comes in, he pushes past me when I'm in my house close to get to Ryan. And he's like, Ryan, I love you. I love you.
Of course he loves
Ryan. And I'm like, God. And he goes, Ryan, fix my computer. Like every day he's asking him to fix
it. It's his Walgreens.
And whenever Dara's there, they have the weirdest interactions. You are so mean to him and he's so scared of you.
Really?
That's great.
What do you mean? Well, because he's always like knocking, but I think it's on your door.
Yeah, I know.
And then he blocks the door and you can't leave.
I know.
And I'm protecting you because I know you don't want him in your house.
I know. He goes, Betsy. I'm like, what? And he's like, you're in Super Bowl commercial. I was like, yeah. And he goes, I love you. And he's like kissing me on the street. Oh. And I was like, thanks. And all these people saw it. I was like, he'll bring beer to the door for Ryan. And Ryan will just take it and shut the door. And whenever we're in our kitchen, have you seen The Quiet Place or whatever that scary movie is?
Yeah.
This is what me and Ryan have to do every day. We go like this when we hear him.
Oh my God. You're like Emily Bott.
If he hears, he will knock.
Yeah. And he wants to chat.
And then he goes in his apartment and screams for hours on end at his mother.
How do you know it's his mother?
He,
mama.
it's like mama, like screaming bloody murder. And then we put our sound machine on to drown his ass out. And he told us our sound machine was too loud. I'm like, bitch, Wirecutter didn't mention that it was too loud, okay? Anyway, so that's him. I hope he doesn't listen.
There's no way he listens.
Absolutely. I'm sure he listens.
He knows. He knows everything.
I'm like positive he listens.
You know who else probably listens?
The little boy Aaron used to babysit. Yeah.
That boy. Hello.
That toddler. Hello.
Kiko. And the guy at Walgreens. He knows. He is reading your mom's emails. He's on her cloud. He knows what's going on.
She doesn't
He's
have
listening.
Cloud. Not even if she tried, sister.
He's like Robin Williams, like photo booth guy.
Yeah,
like he has
yeah.
photos of you. He probably has that like weird photo of you framed in his house.
Probably. So maybe he'll be on next week. We'll check in with him, see how his career is going.
Yeah.
But we're going to deliberate on what you should be done with. Take your headphones off. Plug your ears. We got a talk.
Great.
Okay.
The petunia and the mouse.
The bacteria in my mouth. So Aaron is done with.
What, hold on. Let me open up my diary. Okay.
People who have never had cavities making judgment on you.
Yeah. Bragging about never having them either. It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
That's worse than having a mouthful of cavities. If you don't have cavities, like that, you're bragging that you're boring. Okay. Not you.
Okay, thank
you. Judgy people.
Right, right, right.
Like, if they're bragging that, it's just, like, rude.
It's really rude. Okay, he's done with encaged orcas. Me too. Even Michael Jackson was against it, and he's not doing great in the press right now.
No, he was the opposite, because he wanted the orca to come to him in his, I'm sure, smaller pool.
But I think that's a reflection of, like, the big misunderstanding. Like, if Michael Jackson was even confused about the orca situation, a lot of people must be confused about it.
What are they confused about?
That it's not okay to have them in captivity.
Right. Okay. And then the last thing he said he's done with is hand sanitizer.
Yeah. I think there's a simple solution for that one.
Okay, let's hear it.
So hand sanitizers are, they're selling the little one these days. They're not selling the big ones.
The big ones are at doctor's offices and are scary.
Yeah, that's for medical issues. For the little ones, you go... flick it away.
Yeah, just a flicker away.
Not at my table.
So the thing is, Aaron often gets offered hand sani by his friends who have it. He can just say, no thanks.
Flick it away.
So what do you think he should be done with it?
I think that's the easiest one to be done with, unless he does more vocal activism. So if he is more active about orcas being in captive, he can't be done with them being captive.
Okay.
Because he has to
acknowledge.
Yeah, he's got work to do. So I think you should definitely do that. His oral hygiene seems great. I don't think he...
I think he needs to tell those people to shove it. The braggers.
Well, we need to decide if he wants to tell those people to shove it or the hand sanitizer people to shove
hand sani.
Okay. Aaron, you can come back.
Aaron, you can come back in the room.
How was your walk?
That felt like a sleepover game, you know, where you're like, okay, and now, like,
you there's guess a secret. Where we put your
underwear. Yeah,
that's like shit I used to pull as a kid. I was such a bully.
Oh my god. Yeah. I hated sleepovers. I was always scared I'd wet my pants at someone else's house.
Did you call?
I wasn't scared, I just did it.
Yeah.
And then I put my underwear on someone's like heater, and like the mom in the morning was like, you shouldn't put your underwear on the heater. It could start a fire.
And you're like, okay, good to know.
And I said, sue me.
Thanks for
And she goes,
food.
Would you talk to your mother like that? And then I was like, oh, no.
Wait, is that true? You said sue me.
Yeah, she was getting a kick out of my attitude. I thought I was working.
It's like the when you had a teacher who liked when you were like a class clown, yes. Sort of, but you were annoying them, but they're sort of like, come on, give it to me.
Y'all love to hate me, but baby, I can't live without me.
Yeah, what would you do without me? What would you even talk about?
What the heck would you do to be with you? Wait, I had one thing. Oh, about sleepovers? No.
Yeah.
I would call and I'd say, mom, if I call you later, I don't want to sleep over. So I'd call and I'd say, hi, I'm at Katie's or whoever. And she'd say, do you want me to say you can't sleep over? And I go, yep. And then she go, hey, you can't sleep over. I go, oh, are you sure? And she's like, all right, can I go? I'm like, all right, see you soon. That was our little
scam. You would call out.
I would tell her beforehand, if I call, I definitely don't want to sleep over. So play along.
And I was the opposite. I was like, never get me.
Oh, yeah. I never.
Really?
Whenever a friend would like want to go away, it felt like getting dumped or something.
It was,
like,
or what? When they left in the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was me.
You're like, oh my God, ghosted.
How could I?
And then, yeah, I was like, I'll stay at your house for a year.
Oh my God.
Pick me up on Sunday. I'm going to dinner with the Foxes.
We did have like, I had one or two friends where you could do like a whole weekend with, and they would do it at mine too. Like, so their parents, you know, but I'm sure my parents loved it. They could like eat and have sex without a kid. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
My God.
Yeah, your mom was probably pissed. She was probably like in the middle of eating and having sex.
I think I don't know. Just really freaky about it. Okay. Ryan was the same way. We just talked about that recently. I was like, did you like sleepovers? He's like, oh God, no.
Oh my God.
I was so sneaky. I'd like look around people's houses and their medicine.
Yeah. And like smell your shirt when you got home because you're like, it smells like their house.
Yeah.
This is bizarre.
I think my parents probably hated it because I was like, they're so rich and we're poor.
I know. I would always say, are we rich or poor? Are we rich or poor?
Oh my God. I think I was like, didn't have to confront. I think like all my friends were like exact same.
Yeah.
With like full suburbia.
Yeah.
It's like everyone makes within $10,000 of each.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there was never like, I'm going to the poor kid's house or the rich kid's house. Like their house is the exact same size.
Yeah, same, except for it was mostly like, do they have junk food? What kind of food do they have? I really don't want to go there because they eat weird shit.
We had a lot of, like, people liked to come to ours because we had a lot of snacks.
Same.
We had snacks, but we didn't have like Gatorade.
Wait, you
we
guys?
We had Gatorade, but we had like sugar drinks.
I used to like have people over and be like, draw your house. I want to see how big it is.
Draw your house. How many square feet?
Tara,
you got laundry in unit.
Wait, I just watched a TV show where there was a girl like this in it, and I can't remember what it was, but that's literally, you're Angelica.
How deep's your pool?
I used to be called Angelica.
You are Angelica.
You have a pool in Chicago? You should pour cement in it, get it done with.
Yeah, make it a skate park.
Oh my God, I'm Tommy and you're Angelica.
You should be Airbnb-ing this.
Okay, we have to tell Aaron what
basement.
He's done with.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
Aaron, so while you were away, Betsy and I discussed which one of your duns you should be absolutely done with forever.
Okay.
So it came down to cavity people and hand sanitizer people.
Great.
But we really encourage you to hop on that Orca activism.
Yeah. That's something that we can't fix overnight.
Right. But maybe tomorrow we can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our slogan.
Yeah.
Okay. And for all the Russian orcas listening, we will get you.
We'll get you out.
Yeah. You're
going to
want to see this.
Or it's like, move to Iceland if you can.
They eat the whales there, though.
At least they're off the coast.
Yeah, you're right. True. So it came down to these two types of people that kind of shame you for either your germs or your
great
oral germs.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe that hand sanitizer is easier to be done with.
Forever.
Yes. Case in point.
Hi. Would you like... Hi, it's nice to see you. Do you want some hand sanitizer? Here you go.
Flick it away.
Flick it away.
You're done.
They're tiny. Your hands are large enough to go, no, thank you.
Great.
That's it.
I love this.
And if you're really feeling it, like, I don't want this at my dinner table, really flick it away.
Yeah.
Get it out of there.
Or grab and just squirt it all down the drain in front of them.
Do something dramatic. Show yeah. them the problem they're causing you.
And if there's a sink there, say, I'm going to go wash my hands.
Yeah.
Wow. That's shady.
Good. That's good. I don't mind walking 15 steps to the sink.
Uh-huh. And I love going to a nice place that has nice soap, by the way.
Oh, for sure. And sometimes bathrooms, you got to see the bathroom or restaurant because sometimes they're the most fun design of the whole restaurant. Fun wallpaper, fun tile.
That's a great point.
I love the tile.
Sometimes are you ever like with friends having a great time and you're like, blah, 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 chatting. And then you go by yourself and you're just like,
who am I? Yeah. Yeah.
A little getaway.
Like, and now I'm alone.
Oh, wait. A quick done. A bathroom that has no mirror in it, though. Oh. What the fuck?
They're trying to move the line along and I'm done.
And you're like, no. You gotta have a mirror. I gotta look at my teeth. I gotta make sure there's nothing in it.
Come on. I want to see if my head is greasy.
Yeah, exactly.
What's happening?
The hair. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
Okay. That's done for sure.
Wow. Aaron, thank you so much for these amazing duns. I hope we made your life a little brighter by, you know, kicking out something that has been causing you grief.
Yeah.
Thanks, Air.
Thanks, guys.
This was so much fun. Thank you, Dare.
Oh, we have a show we need to plug.
Oh, yeah. And if you liked what you heard, we're going to be doing a lot more of it on April 9th, 7:30 p.m. at Caroline's on Broadway.
Yes. Well, we're finally doing a live recording of the show. So try to get there. There's a promo code DONE.
For $10 tickets.
Dang.
We're going to announce a really hot, hot, hot lineup soon. And you're going to love it. So we hope you can come. It would mean the world to us. And you can share a don, maybe. Who
yeah,
knows?
Bring a don. If you come, bring a don or two.
Bring two.
Bring three.
Who knows? Thank you guys for listening. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast or on the Forever Dog Network or wherever you're getting your pods on the Deep Dog Web. Thanks, Dare.
Thanks, Bets.
Thanks, Emma.
Bye. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Done is produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Emma Foley. Music by Brooks Allison. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.